Hi, everyone. Welcome to Movies with My Mother. I am Alexi.
And I'm Mom Lori.
And we finally made it, guys.
Yeah.
Our 100th episode. We are beyond stoked.
Unbelievable.
We have had a party today.
We have
drank a bottle and a half of non-alcoholic kids' wine.
Yum.
We have decorated a little bit. We had party outfits on.
Yes.
For our TikTok. We took them off to eat because we know we're animals.
Yes, because we had all that party food and, you know, that's going to go right to the chest.
It's not good unless your shirt gets a taste.
Absolutely. So look at our TikTok and see how fancy we are. We had tiaras on.
Hell yeah.
And balloons, and we had fancy clothes on. We're doing it. We're doing it up.
Full faces, clean hair.
Yes, go figure.
Yeah.
Almost like we planned this.
Yeah. We've been talking about doing this for about a month. So we watched our Lost episode.
Yes.
We watched the movie Identity.
Yes, and it was as weird the second time as it was the first time.
It's from 2003. It's rated R. It was an hour and a half long, directed by James Mangold.
Yes. Hour and a half. Gee, it didn't seem like it was that long.
It did because, you know, it's 10:30 right now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, you know, we putzed around for an hour.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
This movie got a 63% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
It got a 64 on Metascore.
Wow.
And a 7.3 out of 10 on IMDb. And I don't even know why I look at the IMDb scores, because they're all bad.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
It is. It's thrilling. And then when you get to the end, it's like, what the hell happened?
Right.
I like it. It was a good movie the first time. It was a good movie the second time.
Yeah. And on my weird Chinese DVD player, the subtitles came on and off at will. And yes, they were mostly in French.
Oui.
So that was fun.
Yeah. Interesting. That's okay. I don't look at that anyways.
Yeah. I mean, you probably could have saw it, though. They were huge.
They were. And they were in a color that was seeable.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Crazy.
Yeah. It had a budget of about $28 million.
Interesting.
And a worldwide gross of $90.2 million-ish.
I saw that, which doesn't seem like a failure type figure.
No.
But that really has nothing to do with whether it's a prosperous movie or not, I guess.
I guess not. But I mean, you know, $60 million profit.
I'd accept that.
Yeah.
But you had some big names in here.
Oh, yeah. And they were big in 2003. John Cusack.
Right.
Ray Liotta.
Absolutely.
Lea Duvall was real hot. It at the turn of the century.
Okay. So, you know, I'm thinking that there's some pretty powerful names here. So,
yeah. I can give you a cast list real quick.
I got it.
The cast is John Cusack, Ray Liotta, Amanda Peet. I think she was on a TV show, and that's why she was hot.
Oh, okay.
John Hawks, Alfred Molina, Clea Duvall, John C. McGinley, William Lee Scott, Jake Busey, Pruitt Taylor Vince, Rebecca De Mornay, Lila Kenzel, and Brett Lohr.
Yep.
That's who I have as the cast. And the basic plot of this movie is that stranded at a desolate Nevada motel, 10 strangers become acquainted as they realize that they're being killed off one by one.
Yeah. Yikes. On a desolate highway. They're
yeah.
absolutely trapped. There's water on both ends.
Yeah.
They can't go anywhere.
Well, and as we saw, you know, the only way out is the only way up is down. When the convict got out and circled back to the place.
Right. Right. Yeah, I don't think I noticed that the first time we saw this, but second time, yeah. He escaped and walked and walked, and then he came right back to where he was.
Yeah.
So there was nowhere to go.
Uh-uh. And the first time we watched this, I was grievously sick in the middle of the movie.
Yes.
with food poisoning.
Yes.
Which is why this is our lost episode.
Right.
We're happy to tell that story anytime because it's very funny when it befalls me to be grievously ill.
Yes. And of course, that we were supposed to do this last week, but I got ill.
Yeah.
So Santa brought me a cold. So, you know, I couldn't do it last
week. No, Mom was in rough shape.
Ooh, I'm not in that great a shape today, but we're going to do it. We're going to do it.
We've got to get back on track.
Right, because we got to do a movie next week.
Right.
We can do this.
We got this.
It's this movie. It's killing us.
Right.
It's a good thing we're not going to do it again because neither one of us could take it.
No. No.
But yeah, this is an interesting movie.
Yeah, I really like this movie.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think the first time you see it and like the whole thing unfolds, it's like, whoa. You know, I've seen it several times, so, you know, I was playing on my phone a lot.
Yes.
But it's still a great movie.
I think so. I do. And I like John Cusack.
Oh, he's good to look at, isn't he?
He is. He's very pretty. I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, okay.
What you got on the director?
Well, I found this guy a little interesting. James Marigold. His directing debut was in 1995 in a movie called Heavy.
Okay.
And he followed that up with Copland.
Oh, okay.
Girl Interrupted.
That won Oscars.
Yes. Walk the Line. The Wolverine.
Okay.
He's done several of the X-Men franchise.
Jeez, okay.
And then he took over the Indiana Jones franchise.
Oh, well.
He's the guy that killed that. I mean, that made the last Indiana Jones movie.
Well, listen, it didn't help that Shia LaBeouf is in Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. And he is such a divisive character. He really, like, I mean, he's an okay actor, but, like, is he a good enough actor to excuse that he's a piece of shit human being?
Nope.
Like, no, he's not. And I think that he thinks he is.
Oh.
Like,
okay.
You know, he's one of those crazy people that like, oh, this guy was missing a tooth. I'm gonna yank a tooth out of my skull.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That guy's got a dent in his forehead. Let me go get a dent in my forehead.
Okay.
He's fucking weird.
All right. Well, anyway, James Marigold's just a normal guy, I guess.
I think it's Mangold.
Mangold. Yes. What did I say? Marigold? Like the flower?
Like the flower.
Oh, well. What can I say? It's
prettying him up a little bit.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, he has a BFA. Here's another guy with a BFA.
Sure.
From the California Institute of Arts, the Film and Video School.
Okay.
He has an MFA from Columbia.
Wow.
If you can't get a BFA, you might as well get an MFA.
No, that's a master's.
I know.
You have to have a bachelor's to get a master's.
For the most part, yes. Yes. So that he has one, but that's from Columbia.
Yeah, that's Ivy League.
I would say yes. He was born in New York City. His parents, Robert and Sylvia, are both artists.
Well, that's why he's got a BFA.
I know. But we've been talking about people with BFAs, and anymore, every one of these guys has a BFA. What the hell?
Maybe that's just how they classify it. This making a film isn't a science, even though it is.
I guess.
It's not math.
Well, I wouldn't want a BS anyway. I got enough BS. I don't need to go pay for one. That's why I have a BA. Well, whatever. While at the California Institute of Arts, a teacher suggested that he should study at Cal Arts School of Theater. And it was while there that he did a documentary called Future View for Disney.
Okay.
And General Motors. Another guy that has done like institutional movies.
Industrial
movies. I think that is just amazing.
That is crazy.
After studying, he got a writer-director deal with Disney. And that was in about 1985. And a few years later, he moved to New York and enrolled at Columbia, where he got his MFA. And it was at this time that he started to develop the script for Heavy and Copland. I did not recognize Heavy, and I looked it up, and I don't recognize anything about it. But I did recognize Copland.
Stallone was in that.
I think so, yes.
And I'm pretty sure Janine Garofalo was in there.
Oh, I don't remember
Maybe Harvey Keitel? I know that I've seen Copland.
Oh, I'm sure you have, because that's been around, and it was really big.
Heavy. The life of an overweight, unhappy cook is changed after a kind, beautiful college dropout comes to work as a waitress at his and his mother's roadside restaurant.
See, it doesn't sound familiar at all, does it?
But it's got Pruitt Taylor Vince, the guy that was the crazy guy in this movie.
Okay.
Liv Tyler? Shelley Winters?
My gosh!
Debbie Harry?
Wow.
Evan Dando's a singer? David Patrick Kelly was in The Warriors? And Twin Peaks? Oh my god!
But I don't recognize the movie at all.
No.
It was weird.
Not ringing any bells.
But I knew right away what Copland was.
Oh, yeah.
Not that I've ever seen it, but I heard of it and knew of it. Well, and so far, his movies have earned a great deal of money.
Oh, yeah.
And accolades.
He did The Greatest Showman, Ford versus Ferrari.
Yeah, Walk the Line. That grossed $187 million.
He did that that Bob Dylan movie. Is that Timothy Chalamet? A Complete Unknown?
I believe so, yes. And the Wolverine movie?
Yeah.
$414 million.
Listen, I think that if you're doing one of those superhero movies, one of those comic book movies, you've just got a license to print money.
Absolutely. I mean, and those are just a few of the movies that I mentioned that have made a bajillion dollars. I mean, my good God. There was one I did. This is another one. Western 310 to Yuma. I did not recognize that movie either. And it made $71 million.
The 310 to Yuma, isn't Russell Crowe in that?
I think so, yes.
Russell Crowe and Christian Bale, yeah.
I didn't recognize it. It was another one of those. Movies that I thought, what? Let's see. Angelina Jolie won Best Supporting Actress at the Academy Awards. He's had Reese Witherspoon win. I mean, his movies are very big.
He directed Night and Day with Cameron Diaz and Tom Cruise. That wasn't great. Kate and Leopold. Oh my god.
I can't believe we haven't watched a movie from this guy before, because I recognize a whole bunch of his stuff.
Yeah, and Copland is Stallone, Harvey Keitel, Ray Liotta, Robert De Niro, and Janine Garofalo.
Okay.
That's exactly the movie I thought it was.
Wow. I mean, it's crazy. It's just...
Yeah, Kate and Leopold wasn't very... I mean, I remember it not being...
But everybody knows about it.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Crazy.
I know.
Shit.
Like I said, I can't believe we haven't seen a movie by this guy before.
Well, because superhero movies really aren't in the cult realm.
Right. And I think that this movie just fell into the cult realm because it's so odd. It's so not like the movie that started out as.
Right.
You know, it's takes a really ugly turn in that rain.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
But so, I mean, so. Listen, could anything else have possibly happened in a rainstorm like that?
No, absolutely not. Nope. Not at all. But he's a well-respected director, and over time, he has developed a style to find a center for his franchise films, and he has achieved stuff that audience wish they had thought of first.
Huh.
When he is adapting material, he always tries to develop the characters so that the story works and the different genres that he uses, he's able to provide an unexpected niche for every one of his different films.
Huh, okay.
Let's see. Why do I have? Oh, this movie was written again. Why did I write this? And now I've gone a little bit crazy. The screenwriter Michael Cooney.
Okay.
He also writes children's literature, which I think is fantastic.
Yeah.
Children and young adult. And with this movie, he was heavily inspired by Agatha Christie books.
Yeah.
So, I mean, absolutely. You can absolutely tell that in this movie.
Oh, yeah. Well, this ties into the last movie, you know, and then there were none.
Yeah, exactly. I have that written down here. Could you see that?
No.
Okay. But yes, that's why I kind of mentioned him at the end here.
Well, that's cool. This will be real fun to re-listen to.
I have more snot than 10 people. I brought plenty of tissues.
Okay.
Let's move on to production.
Sure.
Mangold says he likes a claustrophobic thriller. And when I wrote that down, I got to thinking, this movie is a claustrophobic
thriller. Oh, absolutely.
It's in one small, tight little place that you cannot get away from.
Right. And it feels, and it's deceptive because, you know, it's a roadside motel that's got, you know, how many, more than 10 rooms.
Right.
And a diner. And it feels like it's a big location, but that's not a lot of room.
Mm-hmm. Nope. And you just, we already talked about the convict escaped and then he circled right back to it. He had nowhere to go.
But I feel like when you don't have your bearings, that's easy to do. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do understand that. And especially in the rain and the dark and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't get your bearings.
Right. Right. And Mangold has talks about this movie like he thinks of how Rear Window and Alien was done in the fact that it was tight. Alien was in the spaceship. It was just that one little area, rear window. All we saw was the courtyard and the apartment. And yeah, absolutely. This movie is like that. And I think he did a great job bringing all of that out to us.
I wouldn't say that it's Hitchcock level great.
Right. No.
It certainly is not a bad movie by any stretch of the imagination.
Right. But when he thinks of the claustrophobic thriller type, Rear Window is that movie.
Oh, yeah. That's even the best example of a claustrophobic movie.
Right. Even Alien. I mean,
there
was nowhere to go.
Uh-uh.
It was there or nothing.
Right.
So, yeah, I think that he really accomplished that. And he and producer Kathy Conrad wanted John Cusack for the lead because he was perfect. Mangold said Cusack was a great everyman. And I agree.
Yeah.
That, when he has that face that says, you know me, I'm that guy.
Yeah.
He has warmth and simplistic gravity that is very solid.
Huh, okay.
And absolutely. When John Cusack was given the script, he kept thinking he had it figured out, but kept not. And by the end, he still thought he hadn't gotten it because he said he never saw any of it coming. He said in an interview that he thought it was one of the most clever scripts that he'd read in a long time. And like I said, you don't see any of this coming. You don't, you don't really connect it up. Okay, I'm talking about myself, I guess. When we first saw this, I didn't see any of it connecting in any way. Most of the picture was shot at Stage 27 of the Sony Picture Studio, the same script that housed the Emerald City.
Same studio?
Yeah.
You said script.
Oh, geez. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I have that written down. What's it say? Shot on an enormous soundstage at Sony in Culver City, the same studio that once housed the set of the Emerald City.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Mark Friedberg was the production designer, and he built the motel and area around it. And they also used the 4 Acres movie ranch that had that was the hotel's model.
Okay.
And it was all that, the model was built on Stage 27, but out at the ranch they had the motel.
Okay, sure.
Angelo Badalamenti?
Angelo Badalamenti?
Yes.
Yes.
He did the music.
I have something about him, too.
And he also did the music for our movie Blue Velvet.
He did, but composer Alan Silvestri?
Yes.
Replaced the score.
Yes, because Angelo died. Let's see, when was this movie made?
2003.
Yeah, it was just in 2000. Nope, he died in 22. Nope, not quite like him. But replaced by Angelo Silvestri, nearly all the music for Robert Silvestri has done a lot of Zemeckis' music.
Okay. And this is the second time that he has replaced a score by Angelo Badalamenti. And the first was a movie called Shattered in 1991.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, Angelo Badalamenti did a lot with David Lynch.
Right.
He did Twin Peaks. He did Blue Velvet.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I think that that's all so interesting that some of the best movies we've watched It's been all the same people.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's amazing that.
Well, you know, I do. I think there's a reason for that. You know, oh, your movie scores win awards. I want to work with you.
Right.
Oh, you're a director that wins awards. I want to work with you.
Right. But
you're a cast that wins awards. Let's work together.
But 2 + 2 does not always equal 4.
No, but I think that, you know, you go into it with, you know, this is a winning combination that I can't lose with this.
That's true. I guess. Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, sometimes you win and sometimes you don't. And, you know, I think more often than not, it's a win.
Interesting. Yeah, I have to agree with you. So, yeah.
I mean, or else they wouldn't keep doing it.
Right. Right. Absolutely. I get it. This opened number 1 on its opening weekend.
Cool.
And it fell to number 3 on its second weekend.
Oh. But what came out?
Lizzie McGuire.
Oh. That sucks.
I know. I don't usually write stuff like that when I'm reading.
It's the only time
like
a Hillary Duff movie's on top.
But to be knocked down by a kid movie.
Kids movie.
That's okay. Yeah. It's okay, you know. Sure. Whatever. So yeah, that's what I got. What do you got?
Okay, I got that there were several endings filmed in order to shroud the real conclusion in secrecy.
Oh, so the actors didn't even know.
Yeah, which I would love to have had, you know, like a clue where, well, this could have happened. And this, well, is this really what happened? That would have been awesome.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
The motel manager corpse that was hidden in the freezer by Larry is played by Stuart M. Besser, the executive producer and production manager for the movie.
We see that a lot. We need a dead guy. Come on, somebody. Raise your hand.
Now, I didn't write him down as to who he was and whatever, but it said that this is Frederick Coffin's final acting role. He died at 60 on July 31st, 2003. Now, he might have been one of the men in the court sitting. I don't know where your phone went.
It went into the chair.
In the crevice.
I got it.
It's in the crevice.
Yeah. What was his name?
Frederick Coffin.
Was he in the list of names? Young. He looks like a young guy.
Who is he? Oh, I don't know. He must have been one of the court proceeding guys.
Oh, okay. Actor, musician, and songwriter.
Oh.
I don't recognize who he was in the movie. Mm-hmm.
John Cusack and Amanda Peet later star together in a film called 2012, where Cusack plays a driver.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Lila Kensel would sometimes be replaced with a dummy throughout shooting, such as just after she died.
Oh. That's nice.
Jake Busey, who was the convict?
Yes.
His character hums the song "I Got Stripes" by Johnny Cash. And the movie "Walk the Line" by James Mangold was a Johnny Cash biopic.
Yes. Didn't I mention "Walk the Line"?
Yep.
Okay.
And this is also relating to Jake Busey, but a life-size dummy was created to depict the murder of Jake Busey's character.
Oh.
Baseball bat down his throat.
Yeah.
And one of the studio execs was like, "Hey, let me keep that dummy." And they were like, "Okay." And he stored it in an office closet Until an unsuspecting cleaning lady found it.
Oh my.
And flipped the fuck out.
Don't make me laugh. Oh my God. Can you imagine just doing your job one day and open that closet and find that in there? Oh, hell no. No. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Last little bit of trivia that I wrote down. There wasn't a lot of trivia, but there was also a lot of like paragraph trivia.
Right, right.
So you're lucky to get this much out of me. But the complete names of the characters were Edward Dakota,
uh-huh.
Samuel Rhodes,
uh-huh.
Harris Nevada, George Alice and Timmy York,
yeah.
Leary Washington,
yeah.
Caroline Suzanne.
Yes.
Virginia and Lou Iana.
Yes.
And Robert Maine.
And I didn't put any of that together until the very end. And I know I didn't put that together the first time.
I wrote this down too. You know, when they're all talking about their birthdays being May 10th.
Yep.
The odds of all 10 of the characters having the same birthday is about 1 in 115 sextillion.
Wow. Oh my God. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Well, as somebody with a birthday that's really close to their partner's birthdays, it's very funny. My birthday is the 20th and Justin's is the 30th, same month, same year.
Right.
So, you know, when I go buy insurance for us and stuff, they're like, okay, what's your birthday? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like this. And they're like, well, you know, what's his birthday? And I'm like that. And they're like, oh my God, did you know it's that close? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I have a doctor's appointment coming up, so I went to the lab to get my lab work done, and the lab I go to, the nurse that's there, the lab tech, has the same birthday as me.
Oh, cool.
And I've known this because I go to the same lab every time.
Right.
For the last several years, and, you know, so me and her have the same birth date.
That's great. I was thinking of you the other day because we were talking. Apparently, actor Mickey Rourke is facing some financial troubles and he might be getting evicted.
I did and read that.
I was just like, Mickey Rourke? I was just like, that guy's still alive. Isn't he 4,000 years old? And Deborah's like, it's Mickey Rourke. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I had him confused with Mickey Rooney.
You thought of me?
Well, because then I had to look him up. And then I had to look him up, and his birthday is September
23rd. Hey.
Yeah.
Mickey Rourke?
Mickey Rooney.
I don't think I knew that.
Because Deborah's like, let's look this up. How old do you think he is? And I was like, I don't know, 93? And apparently Mickey Rooney died at 93. Without me looking.
Oh.
But yeah, I confused Mickey Rourke for Mickey Rooney. And I felt very, very silly. I was like, you know, the guy that acted with Judy Garland. And Deborah's like, what are you talking about?
Oh my gosh. That is funny. The only thing they have in common is Mickey.
Yeah.
Woo. I know that Bruce Springsteen was born on my birthday. So cool. I always think of Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
Now, Mickey Rooney. Oh, my gosh.
I had to look him up, and I was just like, oh, my God, this is the guy I was talking about. There's a picture of him with Judy Garland. Because Deborah's like, who are you talking about? I'm like, the guy from 60 Minutes, his brother.
What? Andy Rooney is not the brother of Mickey Rooney.
They're not related at all?
You think so?
Really?
think so.
Well, I'll be damned.
And she knew who that was?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that is funny. Let's see. Andy Rooney was born in 1919.
Well, Mickey Rooney was born in like 20 something.
Okay. Let's see if he has any notable family. Nope, no notable family.
Huh. Crazy. I always thought they were related.
No. No.
That's my little kid brain putting everything together.
They kind of look alike, I guess.
They do. Grumpy old man.
Yeah. But I love Danny Rooney. He died at the age of 92.
Huh.
Oh my goodness, that is so funny. Danny Rooney. Now I have to look up Mickey Rooney.
Yeah.
Mickey Rooney. Oh my God, that is crazy. He was born on the same day I was. He was born in 1920.
Told you.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that is crazy. He had about 45 wives, too, you know.
Eight. I counted.
Okay. Just eight?
Just eight.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Oh, he had 9 children also.
Oh my God.
Wow. Okay.
Well, when you have 8 wives, you know, what else are you doing?
Absolutely. Craziness. Oh my God, but we are psychopaths.
Yep. Not even going to deny it.
Nope. I'm okay with that too.
Yep. So this being our 100th episode, we kind of made a party of it.
Yes, we did.
We dressed up. We had food. We had drink.
Yes.
I decorated the movie shelves.
And it looked cute.
In the TikTok, the 100 is backwards because I did not account for mirror view. But still cool. I blew those goddamn things up myself.
Which is amazing. That's a lot of lung power there.
Honestly, it really wasn't.
I can't believe it, but okay.
It took about 15 minutes total for everything.
My gosh.
Once it got going, it got going.
Okay. I couldn't have done that. All right.
Yeah, just a little piece of tube.
Maybe that was what saved you, that little straw.
But I got some gold and black tinsel for other little decoration, and it tied into the movie. Because when they're walking around the closed diner, there's gold, like Christmas tinsel,
yes,
hanging from the ceiling.
Which is amazing that you saw that, because I didn't.
Oh, yeah, I was looking. I saw it.
Nice.
That was pretty damn cool.
Yes.
And we wore tiaras, because we're extra.
We are.
We, you know, a normal party hat wasn't going to be enough.
No. Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. Not at all. Our tiaras were beautiful, too.
Yeah, and our birthstones.
Yes.
So I bought them that way.
And they were perfect with our outfits.
Yeah.
I had on a vintage Calvin Klein sequin top.
It was gorgeous.
Got it at Goodwill. Oh, a number of years ago.
Nice.
It came with like these little flowy pants, but the pants never fit.
Oh.
You had on that beautiful dress. That was so cute.
That was, I bought that dress for the first Christmas party that I went to for this job.
So that's been a while.
So yeah, 8, like 7.5 years.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I honestly couldn't believe it still fit because I have gained some weights.
Yeah, well, let's not talk about that.
You might say I've let myself go.
Yeah, well.
And if you said that to me, I'll slap your teeth out.
Right.
But I can say that.
Is that what happened to my tooth today? You slapped it out of me? Broke the damn tooth while I was eating the bacon wrapped butter chestnuts.
Oh, worth it.
It was. That's one of those hors d'oeuvres, if you must, that are so delicious that they don't make anymore.
No, that really is like a thing of like the 80s and 90s.
Yes, it was.
God damn it, I love them.
And I was saying that my friend Terry Heberle-Garin always called it rumaki. I believe rumaki has chicken livers involved.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
It's the water chestnut with a piece of chicken liver wrapped in bacon. I wouldn't eat that.
I'd try it.
I can't say I've ever eaten a chicken liver. I've eaten liver, but I've never eaten a chicken liver, and I really don't really ever want to. So I just wrapped the water chestnuts in the bacon, and it was delicious.
Oh, it was delicious. We had guacamole and cowboy caviar and, you know, party meatballs.
Oh, yes.
I was cleaning out my cabinet the other day, and I found a jar of chili sauce and a jar of jelly that were both in date. And I was just like, hell yeah, I'm going to make some meatballs soon. And then this opportunity fell in my lap.
Yep. Yep. It was delicious. We had all of our favorite hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah.
And just a wonderful day. I love making a meal out of hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah. I listen to this. Justin was just like, hey, you're making meatballs? He's like, what if I get some spaghetti makings and you hook me up with some meatballs before you make your stuff?
Oh.
And I was just like, yeah, I'll share my meatballs with you. But then I portioned out a portion for him for his spaghetti and then a portion for us. And I was just like, well, this ain't enough goddamn meatballs. So I searched around in my freezer and I found a packet of ground meat that was frozen, and I thawed that goddamn ground meat and made him his own meatballs.
Oh my God, look at you.
So, yeah, so he didn't eat them yet, but I said, I hope you appreciate them because I made them special for you.
Yeah. Wow, homemade meatballs?
Yeah.
No, they're simple enough to make. I understand that.
Yeah.
Who makes it? Who does that?
Who's got the time?
The frozen ones are just as good.
Yeah.
But they're just as good.
You know, we've got some time in the afternoon.
Nice. Oh, how fun.
Yeah. Yum. Do you want me to send you home with a little spaghetti? No, you've had spaghetti this week, haven't you?
No. I've had. Uh-oh. Today I've had chips.
You can't have the pasta.
I can't have the pasta. I'm doing so good.
It's wheat pasta. Does that matter?
The wheat pasta is better, but no, I'm trying not to.
Okay. All right, screw you then.
I'm gonna lose 100 pounds this year.
Good for you.
I've already decided.
I don't have it in me. Honestly, I don't give a fuck.
Well, me either, but...
If we're being honest.
You are absolutely correct. I don't really care. But my hernia is starting to be aggravating to me.
Mm.
And if they're going to fix it, they're, you know, I have to lose some weight.
Yeah.
So I'm going to focus on 100 pounds this year.
Well, okay. You're already down a third of it.
That's a giant number. No, I wanted to lose an additional 100 pounds.
Jesus, okay. Well, you've already lost a bunch of weight in a couple of months, so.
I know.
Just think of where you'll be this time next year. You'll waste away.
I don't want to do it, but I gotta.
Yeah, no, I understand.
I gotta. Because I know that there's something's going to happen to this hernia, and I'm going to have it fixed.
Yeah.
which I don't want to do.
No. It is the new year already. Who'd have thunk we'd make it out of 2025
alive? Wow. I thought we'd never make it out.
I thought 2025 would never end. It just kept 2025-ing.
Yep. And dragging on and on and on. And oh my gosh. But here we are in 26.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll be better. Probably not, but.
No, I don't think so. But I would never have put money on the bet that I would live until 2026. So I guess that's, that's something.
Yeah. Yeah, you're doing great on that aspect.
Well, yeah, okay. Hey, hanging in there.
Hell yeah. Hanging on by a thread is still there.
That's right. And hopefully I'm aggravating someone living this long, you know. Hopefully someone is pissed off because I'm still alive.
Yeah.
I live for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever.
Because our trek to episode 100 took us past Halloween and Christmas.
Oh, yes.
We are going to double back.
Right.
Because we had already planned out a Halloween for last year. So we're going to double back and we're going to watch Frankenstein and Dracula, the Universal Classics.
Yes.
That'll be really fun. And then we're going to watch either Holiday Inn or White Christmas for our Christmas movie. Either or, I'm fine with. Holiday Inn doesn't stream ever, but White Christmas does. So if you want to watch one that doesn't stream, we can do that. I don't care which one we watch.
Let's do White Christmas.
Okay. That's fine.
Because that's the one everybody knows.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And we're finally getting snow here in our little neck of the woods of Toledo, Ohio. So I think we're going to squeeze The Shining in.
Right.
And then move on with our scheduled.
You know, it's supposed to rain for the next week. So the snow will be gone again.
Well, by the time we get to three movies, it'll have a chance to come back.
I think so. I don't think it's supposed to get warm, but I think it's supposed to rain.
It's supposed to be like 45 this weekend.
Yeah.
I don't know how we all don't have pneumonia.
Right. Well, I do. That's what I got for Christmas. But anyway, you know, a lot of people in Toledo got colds for Christmas.
Yeah.
And COVID is on the rampage again, and flu is out of control. So I guess I'm lucky that I just got a head cold.
Yeah, a little girl at work went home to Florida. She touched down, and her sister's kids gave them all norovirus.
Oh.
She said, I was sick for 3 days. She was only there for 5.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my God.
I was just like, oh, no, that sucks.
That is beyond sucks.
Oh,
my God.
It took the whole house out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Once somebody brings norovirus in the house, everybody gets it.
That's Justin. He's like, I think I've got norovirus. And it was just like, if you had norovirus, I would have norovirus. And the cats would probably be dead.
Right.
Like, there's right. That's how norovirus works.
Right. Right. So that's why I know that I just got a head cold, because nobody else has gotten sick.
Just
me with my coughing and my runny nose. And
I woke up yesterday and I must have slept with my mouth open all night, because my throat, my mouth, all the way down my throat was just parched.
Oh, no.
Just parched, and I was just like, and then I drank a Monster and was like, well, why doesn't my throat feel better? And Don't, I know I'm a child. And so I was like, oh my God, I think I need some chloroseptic. Justin brought me home some chloroseptic. But I started drinking water yesterday at morning, and my throat felt immediately better. And it was just like, oh, so you're not sick. You just needed hydration.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah.
But at least you got some chloroseptic for later.
Yeah.
Because if I get a head cold, it's going to be a rough winter.
Yeah.
I can't honestly say I've had a cold in 20 years.
Yeah, it's been a while since you were this sick.
Yeah, but yikes. So look out, everybody.
Since you were sick enough to call off.
Yeah, I don't do that. I don't do that.
Yeah.
But with the coughing and the blowing, there was no way I could have sat for an hour and done this. Even this, I've had to take a couple of times to cough.
Yeah, it's fine.
Don't make me laugh.
Okay.
That's the worst. So, yeah, I've lived through it again, I
Yeah.
guess.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I'll make it.
Yeah. What can I say?
Yep.
Well, and that kind of brings us to our dead people.
Oh.
Since we are way behind with dead people, and I have got tons of dead people.
Yeah, you do.
So some of them we'll have to save for next time, I guess. But since we haven't talked about it before, Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle were murdered in their home. That was a big thing a couple weeks ago, and
I think that's going to turn out real sad.
really, really, really sad.
And it's drugs and money.
Yep. And
It's
it's
terrible.
just a sad day.
Yeah.
Sad day all over for them.
It's awful.
Yep.
Because he just finished Spinal Tap too.
Yes.
He was, and I don't know how well Spinal Tap 2's going to do, but
Right. But he
you
was
know.
heavily promoting it.
Yeah, he was, that's a big thing for his career. Spinal Tap was a big thing for his career.
Yeah, I think it really started it out.
So,
Yeah, I had sent you the thing when I first saw it.
yeah.
So yes, but very sorry for that family.
It's
It's
awful. It's awful, awful, awful for their surviving children.
And then she called and told me that Luke Spencer died, and I thought, what?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Anthony Geary at 78,
Yeah.
complications from a surgery.
Oh, that's too
But if she
bad.
had called me and told me Anthony Geary died, I would have said,
Who the
who?
hell's that?
Luke Spencer? I knew immediately who
Yeah.
that was.
That's, did you see the lady that was telling her mom the recent deaths, and her mom is just crashing out, not Luke and Laura.
Right. And it's absolutely true. That's how we grew up. That's how we knew these people.
Yeah.
Gil Gerard at 82, actor, he died from cancer. Buck Rogers in the 25th Century.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Greg Biffle at 55, and his entire family. NASCAR driver. He died. They all died in a private plane crash in North
Oh,
Carolina.
no.
So sad. That's a sad day.
Yeah.
Daniela Jones at 46. She was dancer and actress, really best known from So You Think You Can Dance.
Okay.
But if you saw her picture, you'd say, oh, yeah, I know that face. Let's see, James Ransom at 46. He was an actor, died of suicide.
Yeah. That's going to be a sad thing too, I think.
I think so too.
Because there's a GoFundMe for his partner and their children.
Oh dear.
Because I don't think they were married, but they, I think, had a life together.
Right. And I don't think he's done anything recently.
But he, what was he on, The Wire?
Wire and It, Chapter 2.
Oh, that was the dumb one.
That was a while ago.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, there's a lot of that sad thing this time. Helen's Schiff, at 88, she was an actress, died from complications of surgery. This is one of Carpu's favorite movies, Earth Girls Are Easy.
Oh.
She was in Curb Your Enthusiasm,
Okay.
Modern Family. She's in a lot of stuff. And again, if you saw her face, you've seen her.
Okay.
She's in a lot of stuff. Vincent Zappella.
Sure, I don't know.
He died from a car accident at age 55.
Oh,
A
no.
Call of Duty creator. You
Oh,
know who he
yeah.
is.
Okay. Video game creator.
Yep. You've got Justin, so you know video games.
Yep.
Donovan Johnson, Joshua Lee Matemer.
Me see that.
Oh, I know what this. This is the young kid that was. He was in the
Oh.
Parkland shooting, and he died of suicide.
That's we you know we're forcing our children to go to schools to be shot at
Right.
and we're not doing anything to take care of them afterwards. I mean, we should really be doing something to take care of them
Right.
before they're shot at, but we're not going to talk about that.
Right. And here is, exhibit one. This young man.
He's not the first
No.
school shooting. There was just a girl that survived Columbine that just died recently. And why? The people that survived Columbine are my age. And that's too young.
Because too many people think that automatic weapons and stuff like that are okay to have.
I don't want to take your guns.
Right.
I just want you to be careful with them.
Right. But we can't do that either
Ugh.
because that's denying someone their civil rights or something like
Oh my
that,
God.
whatever they're saying.
It shouldn't be an infringement on your civil rights to make you be a decent human being.
Right. Right. But it is. It
Oh,
is.
but no, it's awful, and I send lots of I don't pray, but my thoughts are with that guy's family
Yep.
because that's awful.
Yep. Okay, then we have Adam the Woo Williams at 51. He was a YouTuber,
I don't know who that
blogger.
guy is.
I recognized his face. Going through the reels and the stuff that I
So
look at.
people were talking about him. I'm like, I've never heard of that guy before in my life.
Oh, okay. Well, I recognize him because he Blythe watches a lot of Disney stuff, adventure stuff,
Oh.
and this guy did a lot of, he would go to Disney and those places and talk about the stuff that was happening there,
Oh,
the
okay.
food, the excitement,
Oh,
the stuff like that. That's
sure.
how I knew of him.
Okay.
Chris Ray, 47, musician. He did one of his famous songs is I Can Hear Your Heartbeat. You know that song.
Okay.
Let's dance. He did that one too. I'm a terrible singer.
Let's Dance is David Bowie.
Yes, but this guy wrote it.
Oh, 47.
74. Did I say
Oh,
47? I
yes.
am losing my damn mind.
I
Good
was gonna
Lord.
say, Let's Dance, 47. Did he write it when he was three?
Yes. Yes, he did. Maybe I do have dementia. Maybe it was just a fluke that I could draw a clock face. Gonna start trying to pay attention.
Okay. I'm glad 100 episodes in, you're going to start trying.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. Then we have Pat Finn at age 60. He was an actor, died of cancer.
Okay.
He was in The Middle. He was, on the show in the Middle.
Okay.
A show that I recognize, Third Rock from the Sun.
Okay. Can't see his face, but sure.
Again, if you saw the face, you'd know what it was.
Okay.
Mana Diaz Smith at 25. She was murdered. An actress. She was in Lion King.
Oh.
On Broadway?
Yeah.
Terrible. Another sad story. Sad story.
I don't know anything about it. I just saw that she passed, though. Oh, that's too bad.
Yep.
I hope it wasn't a fan.
I think it was her boyfriend.
Oh, well, that doesn't make it any better, but...
Right. Even worse.
But at least it wasn't a crazed fan.
Then there was Mickey Lee at 35. He was a Big Brother contestant.
I think that's a she.
Oh, yes, it is a she. And I think it's... Yeah, I think it's Mickey. Cardiac arrest from complications of the flu.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. When I was reading that, I thought, what the hell?
I don't know, man, but have you ever, had an expulsion from either end that made you feel like you could have a heart attack?
And that is something very serious. Yes. Yes.
Not to be gross or anything, but that's what happens when you have the flu.
Yes.
But yeah, sometimes it's so violent. It's just like, am I going to die?
You could.
Holy shit. I didn't know that.
You absolutely could.
God. Oh, Jesus Christ. 35? Way too young.
Yes. Yes. To have, just to have the flu.
That's awful. Who knew? Ugh. I didn't know that. That's wild to me.
Yeah. Perry Bamonte from The Cure.
Yes.
65.
Was he their keyboard player, I think?
I think so. They said? Yes. After a short illness. What the hell is a short illness?
I think it's like,
oh my God.
I'm fine. I have stage 18 cancer.
Yeah.
And then I'm dead.
Right. Right. Craziness.
But yeah, it's too young. 65 is too young.
Yes.
But The Cure, I mean, they're still touring.
They are, yes.
They just got a big honor from, was it the Rock Hall or some recording academy or something? They just got a big honor.
Oh my God.
Because they've been
together forever.
For like 45, 50 years.
Yeah.
They've been making music for that long. And it's, that's my music.
Yep. Yep. Craziness. Bridget Bardot at 91, actress. She had surgery in October and complications.
Well, Bridget Bardot is one of those divisive characters.
Yes.
She was a beautiful woman, just a shockingly beautiful woman.
She was.
And I guess a decent enough actress, but she was a shit human being, except she loved animals. And, the good she did for the animals is great, but she didn't do anything. She didn't do any good for humanity.
Right.
She had a child that she told to his face, I didn't want you ever. And how awful is that?
Pretty awful.
So, I think she was a bit racist.
Probably. Probably because that was the time. Absolutely.
And, in Europe, too.
Right.
That special kind of racism that's like even worse than American racism.
Yeah. Yeah.
And why is it worse? It just feels worse, though.
Yeah.
Because like you feel like Europeans are a little more cultured and like.
You'd like you to should think know that, better. But, no, that doesn't happen that way. Anyway, she was a beautiful face and she was an actress and she's a notable name.
Yeah. shit human being.
Mm-hmm.
But she lived a long time and she did good for animals.
Yeah.
I guess good for her.
And then we have Don Bryant at 83. He was a musician. He was of the Memphis Soul era.
Okay.
I Can't Stand the Rain. That's a song you'll recognize.
That is not a song that he sang.
No.
It's a song that somebody else said. What is her name? That was sampled by Missy Elliott.
Yes.
In one of her big songs.
I don't remember, but
I have the original in my Spotify. I know that I do. Because it's a good song.
And I can hear it in my head. And
is the woman's name like Anita or something?
Well, the first thing that came up was Tina Turner.
And, that's not.
And I know that she did it. Anita, that's not the right
Ann
name.
Ann Peebles.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Because Don Bryant was married to one of the Peebles, I believe.
Oh, okay.
I don't know this, but in my head, he was associated somewhere with them. Yes.
And Missy Elliott sampled it on the song called The Rain, Super Dupa Fly.
Ooh,
and
okay.
That, I think, was like her first big song.
Yes. Okay. I believe that. And I can hear it in my... I can hear her... people singing the song in my head. So,
yeah.
And I knew that you would know that.
Oh, that's a great song.
So, yeah.
Oh.
There's more, but we'll save them for next week.
Yeah, we'll see that those are this week's.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah, I've got more. So,
another Wire guy.
The Wire?
The people from The Wire dropping like flies.
Oh, yeah, because that wasn't the first, was it?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, see, I have at least four more on this page.
Jeez,
but we'll
Christ.
Move it to next week.
Okay.
We'll move those to next week. Because already that, you know, Tatiana Schlossberg, John Kennedy's granddaughter.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Way too young. Brain,
absolutely.
Brain cancer.
35.
Leukemia.
Yeah. Leukemia, mm-hmm. Yeah. Same difference.
Yeah.
I mean, that family has had nothing but grief.
No. Yep, nothing.
Nothing but grief their whole time. And
yeah.
No one deserves that.
No. And Caroline Kennedy seems like such a nice person.
Yep.
She seems like a grounded, like, decent human being type person.
Yep.
Like, I don't know if she is for real, but...
Right. We don't hear about her. She's not,
you know, she wasn't in the jet set like JFK Jr. was.
Right. So, yeah, it's just a sad, sad time. The whole family, just a sad.
Yeah. It's awful for them.
Yeah. And then we look at what we got. But stop thinking about that.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that's the deaths. We've talked about our food. We talked about our silly little TikTok.
Yeah.
It was a good day. It was a good day.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Yep.
I think so. We, like I said, we drank a bottle. We got turned up on a bottle and a half of children's wine.
Yum. We've been drinking children's wine for many years, getting stinking drunk.
Getting tore up from the floor up.
But what a good way to do it.
Yeah.
On our 100th movie.
Yeah, our 100th recording. It's our 101st
movie. It's our 101st movie because we've seen this one already before. That is crazy to me, Lex. That is crazy.
I was thinking about going back to some of our earlier episodes, like our first like 5, 6, 8 episodes before we got like better tech, before we got like real podcast equipment. And like, maybe we should revisit those movies.
Pardon me.
But... maybe we'll have to do those on like an off week and use those for filler. at some point.
Thought about that.
Because, like, we watched Really Great, but we watched Raising Arizona. We watched The Warriors. We watched What We Do in the Shadows. We watched Hot Fuzz. Like, we watched some really good movies that, like, the recordings are garbage.
Right. And back then, we didn't do like we did now. You know, I don't do any research. I didn't do any research into the makings of the movie, the director, and things like that.
Right.
We just really talked about the movies.
Right.
And could we do better? Probably.
Oh, absolutely.
Could we do better today? Hell yeah.
Oh, 100%.
But you know what? This is working for us.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I've learned a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I enjoy doing this.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Should we revisit some of these movies?
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe let's get some fresh movies out of the way and then maybe revisit the topic. But I do think that maybe we should, you know, have a bit of a backlog just in case something like last week happens.
Oh.
So we still have an episode.
But, sure. I agree with you.
You know, something in the canon.
Well, we've kind of talked about this before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I have also gone into the... I have gone crazy. You know, getting my collection in order, I printed out the list of cult classics. It's pretty comprehensive from Wikipedia. Cult classic movies from number to Z. And I have gone through and cross-reference that with the collection, you know, what I can put my hands on immediately.
Yes.
And you know, we've got lots of options, and I started picking out, like, over there by the orange house on the floor is a couple stacks of upcoming options.
Oh, okay.
So I want to go through that before you leave.
Okay.
And an outline.
Yeah, because this year we want to plan.
Yeah.
We want to get a game plan going. And we have with our next three movies. We definitely decided on our next three movies. So we want to plan ahead.
Yeah.
And get things more organized.
Yeah. That way we're not, you know, sitting here on a Wednesday, like, what are we doing on Saturday?
Right. Which we've done. We've done that.
We've done it several times.
And we usually pull it out of our hats, but it's easier when we don't do stupid shit like that.
It's easier to, you know, get it done on a Thursday.
Right.
You know, the week before.
Right. And I don't usually sit down and do my homework all in one day. I usually spread it out over two or three days. So, you know, it's a little easier when I have a whole week to take care of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, I've got those options for us to look at.
Which I think is a great idea. You've got all of these movies. Why don't we take advantage of it?
Absolutely. And, you know, and if I don't have to give my money to Amazon or YouTube, I would like not to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm all for it. So, yeah. So that wall of movies behind us is not just a backdrop.
No.
It is the real thing.
That's an actual movie collection.
Yep.
That we add to quite frequently. We just went shopping the other day.
Yes.
We had the day off. Let's go movie shopping.
Yes.
And I've been trying to, as we go. Yeah, we went shopping a couple weeks ago, and I didn't find anything, so I didn't do a haul because it was just mostly shit for Justin, and I don't care about that.
Shame on you.
But it wasn't, like, anything I was, like, super stoked to be like, can you believe we got this in our collection?
Nice.
So, I didn't do one. But I, when, you know, when we get a decent haul, I try to put those in our TikToks. And I hope you people like those.
Yeah.
Nobody's said, you know, stop showing off or anything. So,
right.
I'm going to keep doing them.
Absolutely. Why not?
I mean, we're going to keep doing the TikToks regardless of what you people think.
Right, because we like to do it.
We have the time of our lives. Are you kidding me?
We are ridiculous. So come and join us in the ridiculousness.
Yeah. I guess this is the time to plug where we are. We're on YouTube. Follow us on YouTube if you're not. Just because I'm enjoying amassing a little bit of a following. I did get a comment on one of the episodes that was just like, oh, it's just you two talking and it's not an actual movie. No, it's not an actual movie. It's just us talking. Sorry to ruin your day.
I don't understand what that... We watch an actual movie, and then we talk about it. What do they want?
Do they want
us to make a movie of us talking about a movie?
Listen, if I were a little bit more savvy, I would take the soundtrack and the dialogue out of the movies when I make them onto YouTube, and I would... just overlay our talking.
Like science.
Mystery Science
Theater
1000. But I'm not that tech savvy and I'm not going to learn.
Plus, I think somebody already did that.
Oh, yeah.
So.
It really is Mystery Science 3000.
Yeah. Yeah. But, no, we don't want to do that.
No. You guys talking? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Did you listen? Did you hear us?
Did you see it was on a page that said it's a podcast and the title says episode? Listen.
Right. Although, you know, I listen to us and I think we sound so much alike. Maybe people think that, you know, it's you doing two voices or something. I don't know.
Throwing my voice. Well, yeah. I don't know, because we talk over each other a lot. So
I would know what you're talking about.
So, you know, how good of a voice thrower am I to talk over myself?
Perfect. You're perfect at it.
Yeah. So follow us on YouTube. We're having a blast there. Follow us on TikTok. We would love to have you.
Yep.
Again, we only post bi-weekly when we do our movies and, you know, intermittently when I go shopping. I was thinking about doing more everyday kind of type posting. I'll mull that around and get back to you.
I've been kicking around a little.
Yeah.
Doing a little something. I thought about maybe doing a cooking thing with our butter chestnuts and bacon. And then I thought, no, I'm coughing too much. People will be grossed out that I'm messing around with food while I'm coughing.
Food that you're taking to someone's house.
Right. No, I wasn't coughing on the food.
Well, I appreciate that.
And I was washing my hands. So, you know. Kicking around thinking about it.
Yeah.
I have.
So I don't know. We'll see. Where else are we're on Blue Sky, but I don't post there hardly ever. Because there's really nobody to interact with there on Blue Sky for me.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you want to interact with me on Blue Sky, let me know.
Right.
And I'll be there more. We're on Instagram that I have been trying to catch back up because I do let that one go too.
Yeah.
And we're also on Facebook. And if you don't want to contact us on any of those mediums, you can email us at movieswithmymother @yahoo.com. And, you know, I'll probably send you something surly back, but... but feel free to email us. That's fine, too.
Yeah, we're having fun at this.
Yeah. And
neither one of us can believe that we have done this long.
No, this has been a labor of love. And it really has only really come together since you retired.
I know. I know. And that's okay.
Because our first episodes were like maybe once a month, if that.
We were just getting started and it was, you know, it was okay for us.
Yeah.
You know, and now we're not doing it just for us anymore.
No, this is more like a hobby now.
Right. Keeps me out of the bars.
Yeah. So I'm trying to do.
But where else could I go at 7 a.m. in the morning and get such a delicious spread as I did today?
Yeah, get a good meal.
Yeah.
Have a couple laughs.
Yes. Yes.
Break a tooth or two.
Oh, Jesus. Yes.
I have broken so many teeth. I was just like, okay, so you broke a tooth. Whatever.
Sure. Okay.
Are we still talking about this?
We are. Because I'm sad.
Broken some of my fake teeth, so hell.
I know, baby, I know.
Shit.
You get immune to the
Yep.
Oh well. What can I say? I'm still excited.
We're still having fun. We're still having fun with the podcast. We're still having fun hanging out.
Yep.
Mom is really paying attention to the movies, which I really didn't anticipate her ever doing. Honestly,
I know. I mean, well, isn't this our job?
Well,
but then there's sometimes that it's just, I think I'll look at this for a minute.
Well, the fact that you haven't fallen asleep at all.
Well, that is something. That's something right there. I can't believe that. But, you know, it's time in the morning. I try to stay awake.
Right. It's not nap time yet.
Correct. It's not nap time. So, yeah, but I pay attention. And like I said, I've never seen any of these kind of movies. This is crazy to me.
Yeah.
To think of all the movies I have seen in my lifetime, but I've never seen some of these movies.
Yeah.
What can I say? It's still good.
Yeah. So I guess what we're saying is thanks for being with us.
Yes.
Thanks for continuing to be with us.
Yes.
And follow us everywhere. Who knows? You might engage. That's cool. And if you don't, that's cool too.
Yeah.
We just like having you around.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you for Halloween because we're doubling back, baby.
Yep.
All right. Thank you for being with us for 100 episodes. We couldn't have done it without a little bit of a push from the people that listen. And couldn't have done it without Mom.
Or you.
Yeah.
You're the genius behind the whole thing.
Yeah.
Let's face it. I'm just here as a pretty face. Okay. Never mind. I'm just here as a pretty voice. Okay. Nope. Never mind that either. We're glad you have listened, and we'll look forward to hearing from you.
Yes, we do. And stay tuned. We're going back to Halloween.
Yeah.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.